This is Ozarks at Large. The number of COVID-19 cases, as well as virus-related hospitalizations in Arkansas, increased during the month of October. For more analysis on last month's coronavirus data, we reached out to students from the University of Arkansas School of Journalism and Strategic Media who run the data analysis website ArkansasCOVID.com. Mary Hannigan and Abby Zimardi, seniors in the journalism department, and graduate student Katie Sider all work on the website. When Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda spoke with the students yesterday, Sider explained there's been a steady increase in daily new cases in Arkansas.
October averaged 919 new daily cases in comparison to September that averaged 736 new daily cases. And in August, we averaged 644 new daily cases in the state. So we can see a gradual upward trend in new cases. We also broke the record for new cases in one day this month, which was 1,337 new cases on October 23rd. And collectively, Arkansas recorded 28,493 new positive cases this month, which is well over 6,000 more cases than last month in September. With that, the latest White House Task Force report, which was released on October 25th, reported Arkansas in the red zone for cases. And the red zone means there's been 101 or more new cases per 100,000 population. So for Arkansas, the actual number was 219 new cases compared to a national average of 133 new cases per 100,000 population. So that put Arkansas 13th highest in the country. We're also in the yellow zone for test positivity, which indicates a rate between 5 and 7.9%. 76% of all counties in Arkansas were reported having moderate or high levels of community transmission, with 24% actually having that high level of community transmission. And with that, Pulaski, Washington, and Craighead counties seem to have had the highest number of new cases throughout the entire month of October, which represented around 24% of new cases in Arkansas. Moving on to deaths, in October, Arkansas averaged 18 new deaths a day in comparison to 14 new deaths a day in September. Collectively, we had 556 deaths reported in October and 424 in September. So again, there's an upward trend in deaths as well. For the week of October 17th to October 23rd, the White House Task Force report put Arkansas fourth in the nation for new deaths per 100,000 population. We've also had a pretty bad month in regards to hospitalizations. We've had the highest numbers since the pandemic started this month. In May, the average hospitalizations was 368, and in October, the average was 587, which was also higher than last month in September. We had 424. And in the last week or so of October, October 19th through the 31st, we consistently had over 600 people hospitalized with COVID. And some record-breaking data with hospitalizations, 676 hospitalizations on October 27th was the most we've ever had at one time. We had 109 new hospital admits on October 13th. We had 14 new patients on ventilators on October 7th, and that was tied again on October 21st. And we had 268 total COVID patients in ICU on October 26th.
So the numbers are going up, which is not a good thing, but is there a chance that some of those higher numbers are because of the fact, and we talked about this a little bit last month, but because of the fact that officials are now reporting confirmed and probable cases where before they weren't listing both of those?
I think that's definitely something to consider. The combination of those numbers, of course, reports a higher number, but I do think overall we can see kind of an upward trend in general of new cases.
And something else that people are keeping an eye on is schools, with school being back in session. And that's something that Arkansas COVID has started taking more of a look at. Abby, you have been looking into that. Can you tell us what you've been finding there?
I've been monitoring the school data since around the beginning of October, and it's been coming out since August when school started. And what I've found with schools for the public school districts is there's consistently like the same three school districts that are in the top five. So it's Springdale, Little Rock, and Rogers. And then for the universities, the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville is usually at the top. But for a little bit, from October 12th to the 22nd, Harding University had the most active cases. And also as another side note, for active cases, they don't split those up into student and faculty cases. So those are all kind of lumped together so that we can't really break that down. So for the beginning of October, for cumulative cases for all schools with both more than five active cases and less than five active cases, there were 4,834. And by the end, we had 8,509. So that's a 76% increase. And that's for the public school districts. And then for colleges and universities, we started with 4,257 and we ended with 6,079. So that's a 42% increase. And then for active cases, we started with 698 and went up to 1,078. That's a 54% increase. And then for colleges and universities, active cases, we started with 438 and ended with 404. And that was a 7% decrease. And so both of these, also looking at September to October, they've all been decreasing a bit. So that's good to look at, but not by too much.
So a lot of these numbers in general seem to be going up, which is sort of what experts had predicted as we enter the fall and winter months. Mary, how have these increases impacted the demographics? Have they shifted at all? Have they remained about the same?
So the demographics remain pretty much about the same as the other topics that we've been talking about. Everything is continuing to increase. The races to watch this month have been the white. Like last month, I was surprised that this was the group that experienced the highest increase. They've had about a 39% increase this month. Something that was surprising was that the Native American group only represents about 1% of Arkansas's population. And typically in months previous, they have not had a very large increase. This month, they tied with the whites for also a 39% increase. So that is something that we'll be taking a closer look at. It wasn't something that was on our radar recently, but that is very surprising to see. The Native American group also doubled their death rate. They're now at 4 deaths. The beginning of the month, they had 2. And that is similar to whites. They had a 52% increase in their deaths. And going to the age changes, as normal, unfortunately, the 65 age group has increased the most. They had a surprising 444 total new deaths this month, which is substantially much higher than any other age group. And that was a 43% increase. Something else I've seen is that the gender cases have kind of flip-flopped. Towards the beginning of the pandemic, the males were leading the trend, but females have started to really increase their cases. So those are some things we're seeing in the demographics this month.
Are there any other noteworthy pieces of data or anything else that jumped out to you guys or surprised you this month?
I will say that in September, we started noticing that there were many days where deaths were double digits, and that continued in October. 15 days had between 10 to 19 deaths, and 14 days had 20 or more deaths. So there were only two days in October where it was less than 10 deaths a day. And same thing with new cases. The new cases every day are steadily increasing. Katie said the average was over 900 cases a day, and 13 of the days in October had 1,000 or more cases. October, we saw more than 350,000 new tests, which is good to see, but also we need to recognize Arkansas's place in the nation. So we're still needing to test more. And also October saw more than 20,000 recoveries. So that is some good news.
Yes, we always would like a little bit of good news. That is helpful for sure. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having us.
That was Mary Hennigan, Carrie Sider, and Abby Zimati, students in the School of Journalism and Strategic Media at the University of Arkansas. They spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda yesterday. You can find more of their analysis at arkansascovid.com.